Welcome to Orthodox Life with Father Jason Roll, who will speak with Orthodox young adults and emerging leaders to discuss contemporary moral issues and teachings of the faith.
Hi everyone, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ our Heavenly Father, we ask that you open our hearts and minds as we continue to do our best to become stronger on our spiritual journey and grow closer to you, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. I love movies. I'm not even going to hide it. And I especially love comedies and sci-fi. A lot of times, I will find scenes in movies that run parallel to biblical teachings. I credit a lot of this ability that I have to a good friend of mine, Deacon Nicholas Belcher, who, when he showed me once a huge Christological symbolism in a scene that was in Spider-Man 2, back when Tobey Maguire was a Spider-Man, for all those of you who follow that, it literally blew my mind. I won't go into the scene or the whole thing this episode, but when he pointed that out to me, it truly just opened my mind to the idea of finding Christ in pop culture. Well, since then, I realized that it doesn't stop with movies. You know, that with books I read and stories I hear, it's amazing how you start to find these symbolisms or, Christological coincidences. I don't even know if Christological is a word, but I like to use it because I think you understand what I'm trying to say. But the more I just, over the years, as I learn about our faith and I studied the Bible, I truly do start to see things in books and movies that just seem extremely familiar to scenes in the Bible. In everyday movies and pop culture, if you look hard enough, you can find scenes or characters or storylines that can have these wonderful similarities to that of Scripture. I can think of so many examples I've realized in just movies alone, but today I want to talk to you about one particular movie, Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith. You see, in this movie, a Jedi, or a good guy, named Anakin Skywalker, goes from being good to turning to the dark side, or becoming evil. And he just becomes everything opposite of what Christ would do with the gifts that Anakin possesses. At the end of the movie, and forgive me if I'm spoiling anything, so if I'm about to, if you're wanting to see this movie and you haven't seen it, you might want to shut this off now and listen to it later. But at the end of the movie, Anakin has a lightsaber duel with his mentor, Obi-Wan Kenobi. And he represents the good throughout this entire movie, in fact, the entire series. But at one point, before they go at it, Anakin says to Obi-Wan, "If you are not with me, you are my enemy." And at that point, Obi-Wan, realizing at this point, after all the arguing and talking and negotiating, he's just not going to change his frame of mind. He says to him, "Only a Sith deals in absolutes." Absolutes, meaning the issue is, it's my way or the highway. This conversation is black or white. If you aren't a Democrat, then you are against what is best for our country. Or if you're a Yankee fan, then you hate the Red Sox. If you don't hang out with people not of your race, then you must be a racist. Do you see where I'm going here? You see the, at least, cultural parallel I'm trying to draw? In the end, people's opinions are strong. We just tend to feel vindicated in something. And if one person disagrees with us, then, you're the one who's wrong and you just don't understand. Well, just because you're of one political party and other people aren't, it doesn't mean they're wrong. Just because we're Orthodox and other people aren't, doesn't mean they aren't Christians. We can have our opinion and believe what we believe, but that in turn means we must respect and love people who may not agree. That's part of being a Christian. Christ loved all people with all types of opinions. In fact, his strongest opinion was towards the scribes who thought they were upholding the law of God. But did he ever judge them? No, he was trying to teach them what love is by his words and his actions. One major lesson was that in our own way and on our own unique path, we will find love in the good that our gospel teaches us, but only if we have the patience and love to understand. Now, going back to the movie, a little bit before this scene I told you before, Anakin's love interest, her character's name was Padme, which I always just crack up at some of these Star Wars names. Anakin, Padme, Obi-Wan, anyway. Anakin's love interest, Padme, is trying to convince him to stop, you know, becoming this evil person and stop being angry with his mentor, Obi-Wan. And she says, you know, Obi-Wan wants to help you. All I want is your love. And then Anakin says to her, love won't save you, Padme. Only my new powers can do that. And when I remember that scene, I just think to myself, isn't that just like evil thinking or evil thoughts or temptation? To make us feel that if we just stick with what we can control, you know, we can rule the galaxy if people will agree with us. That if everyone felt exactly like we do, and people just say yes to everything I say, you know, our power could control everything. But that's not love, is it? Love has no boundaries, no conditions, no ego. In fact, if we are a Sith in our thinking, then we are impatient to those around us and not understanding of their uniqueness. But as Christians, we're taught so much different. In 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, is the very definition of love that is taught to those willing to understand love in the Christian mindset. If you've heard this 1,000 times, it's okay. Listen to it again. This is a verse everyone should be reading at least once a month. I'll read to you now. It says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, and is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. I truly believe that there is no coincidence that the first adjective used to describe love is that it is patient. I've said that to myself a million times so that I can even hear myself say it and I can remember that, because it's hard to be patient. But if we're truly patient, then we're not being a Sith or under the influence of evil. If we're patient with others, then we can begin to love them for who they are. In fact, it is patience in love that disarms any enemy, any evil, and it's forgiveness or no record of wrongs that keeps us unconditionally loving as Christians. Now, don't get too frustrated, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here and ask, you know, what makes us feel as Orthodox we can be absolute? Meaning, well, if you aren't Christian, then you're going to hell. Unfortunately, it is my strong opinion that we can't say that. I've met a lot of Christians who end up committing sins every day that we don't hear about. You know, everyday sins that range from gossip to adultery to theft. You know, nothing earth-shattering like murder or blowing up a bridge or, you know, anything that gets the attention nationally. But it doesn't matter because they're still sins. These are things that don't show patience or kindness. What makes us better than anyone else if we're all struggling to sin? We're all struggling to not sin. So that's another reason why we must be loving to all and not, well, it's either my way or the highway. We just need to worry and continue to focus on our own path to Christ and not to force others on our own path. If anything, we're to help each other understand our own paths and be there for one another in our unique journey towards Christ. You know, people around you have their own path to walk, and we must respect that. Otherwise, we aren't any different than the Sith in Star Wars, trying to deal in absolutes by words or actions. As the Star Wars movies have taught us in parallel with what Christ is teaching us in the Bible, that seems to be pretty clear, is that with evil comes fear, impatience, greed, and anger. Similarly, these movies show us that with good, we find patience, empathy, strength, and love. I can go on forever about this movie and other ones like it, but with this particular one, that was the message that seemed loudest to me. That speaking in absolutes is a sign that we are not in line with good, but in fact, in alliance with evil. I know movies and books tend to stray, and some things may not line up with the teachings of our faith 100%. But if you just look at certain scenes or unique characters that have disciple-like qualities, you just may find scripture or another lesson of a similar story Christ teaches us, since he truly is present in all places and fills all things. May you realize that even in disagreement, we are all unique individuals on a unique path, and that we can still love each other as family. That it's okay to disagree and still accept and love one another as family. For as scripture is trying to help us understand, is that if we are patient with others, then we can begin to love them for who they are. Let's close with a prayer. Christ, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together and ask that you help us stay spiritually healthy. As we try to focus on understanding patience in love, we humbly ask you to help us. Please guide us to try our best to learn, practice, and understand patience so that through this we can begin to love our neighbor for who they are. We realize this is a difficult task, but we hope to continue to take baby steps towards this continual struggle and grow closer to you. We kindly ask that you reveal in our hearts your will and the discernment necessary to continue a healthy Orthodox life. Amen. If you have any questions for me, please email olwfj@myocn.net. And until next time, live Orthodoxy every minute, every day, the best you can. God bless.
You've been listening to Orthodox Life with Father Jason Roll. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.